Lord, once again, we want to thank you for this weekend and in allowing us a chance to hear you speak.
亲爱的天父, 我们感谢你, 能让我们这个周末, 能够来听到你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you who began a good work may complete it to the end.
主感谢你, 你所开始的工, 你一定会完成。
So this morning, we look to you, Lord, for an open heaven.
我们今天早晨, 我们看望着你, 能够看到开的天。
Lord, may you once again speak to each one of us.
主,愿你跟我们每个人说话。
Lord, that you may lay hold of each one of our hearts.
愿你能够抓住我们每个人的心。
And we may also lay hold of that for which you lay hold of us for.
我们也能得到你所以为我们得到的。
So Lord, we trust this time into your hands in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。 Amen.
Amen. So we have been considering this weekend on the portion in Philippians chapter 3.
我们这个周末我们一直在思考这个腓立比书的第三章。
And we know and we spoke of the fact that there is a progression in Paul's encouragement to the church.
保罗给各位教会的勉励的当中, 我们看到有一个渐进的过程。
Paul discovered that Christ was the treasure of the universe.
保罗发现我们的基督是我们整个宇宙的至宝。
So he was willing to count everything as lost in view of knowing who this Lord is.
当我们知道我们主是至宝的时候, 我们把世界都看作粪土。
But then Paul goes further and says, not that I just may know him.
然后保罗再进一步, 他说我并不是说我已经得着了。
Not just to know him, but also to gain him.
不仅仅是去认识他, 而且要得着他。
And then not only that, that I actually may have fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
不仅是如此, 还要我们要与他要同受苦, 然后要成为基督的样式。
In that dynamic relationship,
在那个非常的, 动态的那个关系的当中,
as we walk with him through life,
当我们与他一同在生命中经过的时候,
we have this privilege to allow his life to grow in us.
我们有这样的机会能够让他的生命
He can change us and transform us.
他能够改变我们,
and from Romans 8, we know we are to be conformed to the image of Christ. And then, as we are transformed,
当我们被改变了以后,
then we realize that there is a goal.
然后我们就会知道有一个目标。
God has a plan for each one of us.
神对我们每个人都有一个计划。
And when he gave us his life,
当他把他的生命给了我们,
that is that this life may grow up.
他的生命就会, 我们的生命也会成长。
And so that that which is of Christ can now be part of who we are.
属于基督的东西现在变成我们的一部分。
We were full of sin.
我们曾经都是满了罪。
We were selfish.
我们是自私的。
But now we can start to think of others.
现在开始我们可以考虑到别人的事。
We can have a patience of Christ.
我们有基督一样的忍耐。
We can have the gentleness of Christ.
我们有基督一样的温柔。
As we allow the work of the cross to deal with us,
我们当我们让十字架在我们身上做工的时候,
His life may increase in us.
他的生命就可以在我们的生命中成长。
And that's why Paul said that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
所以我们就可以从死里面得也同样死里复活。
It's not just that we are able to stand up again.
这不仅仅是说我们就能站起来而已。
You mentioned yesterday that there is a special Greek word that the Holy Spirit uses, which is that not just we resurrect, but we can come out of it in fullness of life.
我们昨天提到有一个希腊字，就是不仅是仅仅是站起来而已，而是真是能够从中能够完全的得到释放。
And that we may be able to, when we resurrect, become all that the Lord wanted us when He called us.
当我们复活了以后，我们就会变成像主要我们所遵照我们所称的。
Full of glory.
满了荣耀。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们,
this glory,
这个荣耀,
is not just meant for us individually,
不仅仅是对我们个人而言的,
but it's also for us corporately,
而是给我们众人一起,
and we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we are being built up into a spiritual house.
我们在彼得前书的第二章我们读到我们是被建成为灵宫。
Because the Lord is so abundant.
因为我们的主是那样的丰富。
And He is so rich.
那样的丰满。
Not one of us can fully express who He is.
我们不是任何一个人都不能完全的表达他的样子。
So that's why it will take the Christ in me.
所以这要把耶稣基督在我里面
plus the Christ in you
和耶稣基督在你里面
and the Christ in all of us and other saints all over the world and throughout history
也和所有其他的圣徒和在历史历代的所有的圣徒扎起来
it takes all of us to be able to fully express who Christ is
把我们所有加在一起才能真正的完全的表达耶稣基督的样式。
So brothers and sisters, all of us have the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人都有耶稣基督的生命。
And all of us, with that life comes the nature of Christ.
有了这样的生命就有他的性情。
So we have the patience of Christ and the gentleness of Christ.
我们有忍耐的心有温柔的心。
But you'll discover that as we go through our Christian walk, sometimes the patience comes and then it leaves.
但是你在经历这个基督生命的过程的当中，有的时候你就会发现，有的时候你是有忍耐的，但是有的时候又没了。
When you were, when we were meeting physically, maybe you drive to the meeting place and you come before the Lord's table and hear wonderful message.
当你就是开车去，然后到了我们的主的圣餐前面，我这时候一切都很好。
And then you feel the joy of the Lord filling your heart.
然后有神的喜乐在你的心里面。
You feel like you're full of love.
你看到你有这么多的爱在里面心里。
And then as you drive home.
当你在开车回家的路上。
Someone cuts you off on the highway.
有人抢道了。
And then you start to yell at them, What are you doing?
然后你就会很冒火地说，你为什么要这样做？
Or maybe you get into an argument with your spouse on the way home.
或者是你在回家的路上，你就跟你的妻子或者丈夫就开始吵架了。
So you see this patience comes and then it goes.
你可以看见我们的忍耐来了又去了。
But what is it that the Lord is doing?
但是神，我们的主是在那里怎么样做的呢？
The Lord is transforming us.
神正在改变我们。
So that that nature of Christ can become the character of Christ.
是这样的神的自然就变成我们的性情了。
So the nature of Christ becomes the character of Christ.
神的
基督的性情
基督的性情
基督的性格、
oh, okay. 基督的性情就变成了我们的性格了、
yeah. So the difference is that one is temporary
不同的地方是一个是暂时的。
One is permanent.
另一个是永久的。
So brothers and sisters, you think of the example of the transformation into forming a diamond.
我们看到这个整个的制造的过程和一个钻石怎么样做建成的。
Now we know that diamond is the hardest material that there is.
我们知道钻石是最坚硬的一个材料。
And it's also very valuable because it's so beautiful.
也是非常有价值的，因为非常美丽。
And the beauty of it is it's able to capture the light and reflect the light.
它的美丽之处就是它能够收到光，然后完全的反射这个光。
But brothers and sisters, did you know that the material of that diamond is the same material that's used to make pencils?
你弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？这个做钻石的这个材料是跟我们做的铅笔的材料是一样的。
So the pencil is the lead is carbon.
这个铅笔的铅是是碳一样的。
And it's very brittle.
是非常易碎的。
And because of that, if you press hard against it, it leaves a trace on the paper because it's breaking up little pieces.
就因为这个特性，所以我们能写字，就在压在那个纸上的时候，就会一点一点的就剥下来了。
So brothers and sisters, we are like that, that pencil lead.
我们就像弟兄姐妹们，我们就像这个铅笔的那个铅一样。
We are dark.
我们是黑的。
We are brittle.
我们是易碎的。
We break off very easily.
我们非常容易就会碎掉了。
But what the Lord is doing is, when you take the same carbon and you put it in the heart of the earth.
主所做的就是说，你把这同样的碳放到这个最地的中间。
And then you apply enough heat and enough pressure.
你把高温，然后是高压放在上面。
And you give it a few million years.
你给它有几百万年的历史时间。
And then it becomes a diamond.
然后就慢慢它就变成了钻石。
And then the diamonds are cut.
然后是钻石就能够切东西。
And then once the diamond is cut into its shape.
当钻石就制成它的那个样式的时候。
It is able to capture the light inside of that diamond.
它就能够收到它那个在这个钻石里面的那个光。
But this time, carbon now has been made into a diamond. And the diamond is the hardest material there is.
你看到我们这个碳就变成了这个钻石，这是最最坚硬的一个材料了。
It means that it's almost indestructible.
就好像是再也不可能被摧毁一样。
So you can use it to cut glass.
我们可以用这个来切割玻璃。
So brothers and sisters, this is the picture that we see of the work of transformation that the Lord is doing.
这是一幅神，我们的主怎样改变我们的生命的一幅图画。
So that maybe the patience of Christ used to come and go.
可能以前你的主的忍耐来了又去了。
Very unreliable.
非常不可靠。
But as we allow the work of the cross to deal with us,
当我们让十字架来对付我们的时候
，then we may become a patient person.
然后我们就可能变回一个有忍耐心的人。
So that it's not just that I have patience sometimes.
那时不是说我有时候会有忍耐
，but it is that I've become a patient person.
我变成了真正变成了一个有忍耐心的人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
Because Christ is so rich.
因为基督是那样的丰富
So maybe the Lord is doing a work in each one of us.
可能主我们的主正在我们身上每个人的身上做工
So you will see maybe this sister is a patient person.
可能这个姐妹是非常有忍耐心的人
Or that brother is a gentle brother.
或者是这个弟兄是非常有温柔心的人
And you see when all of us are added together, then we can fully express Christ.
你可以看到，当我们把所有的圣徒加在一起的时候，我们就能够反映出我们基督的性情。
So, brothers and sisters, when you read in Revelation, chapter 21, you read about the New Jerusalem.
当我们读到启示录的二十一章的时候，我们读到新耶路撒冷。
You'll see that the whole city is transparent.
我们看到整个城都是透明的。
And the Bible says the material of the wall is jasper.
我们可以看到这个整个墙是碧玉的。
And then the whole, all the streets are pure gold, like clear glass.
整个街道都是像纯金一样做的。
So brothers and sisters, God's work is ultimately the New Jerusalem is like a huge, diamond.
所以就像新耶路撒冷就像一个巨大的钻石。
And there it talks about the glory of God and of the Lamb being held up by the city.
我们这里提到就是整个神的荣耀就是在那个城里面所彰显出来。
So that the nations will walk by that light.
所以就是整个的万民都是按照这个光来行走。
And there is no need for the sun.
没有再需要来日头来
Because the Lord is the light.
因为我们的主就是那光。
So brothers and sisters, that day, what people see will not be us.
在那一天，弟兄姐妹们，人们看到的不是我们。
But they see Christ.
但是他们看到的是基督。
So brothers and sisters, the church then is a huge vessel to hold up who Christ is.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们，我们的教会就是一个器皿，能够来彰显出基督的性情。
So brothers and sisters, this is the testimony that the Lord is after.
这弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们的主所要我们做的见证。
So we know that this work is not just for us individually.
所以这个工作不是仅仅对我们个人而言。
But it's a corporate work.
而是对我们整个一起而言的。
So brothers and sisters, when we are to have oil in us,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们有油在我们里面的时候
or that life is increased in us,
或者在里面的生命在里面长大的时候
Or more of the character of Christ is built up.
或者是神的性情慢慢慢慢建立起来的时候
It's not just for us individually.
不仅仅是对我们个人而言
But it's for us corporately.
而是对我们整体而言
As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit often uses our brothers and sisters to build up Christ in us.
事实上，圣灵经常用我们的弟兄姐妹们来建造我们
As each of us are living stones that are being put together.
就像我们每个人就是像活石在加在一起。
And there may be friction.
可能再有一些摩擦。
I may step on your toes.
我可能踩着你的脚。
I may offend you.
我可能是触犯了你。
But we bear with each other because we know the Lord is the one doing the work.
但是我们能够忍受，相互忍受，都能够在一起。
So there's less of us and more of Christ.
所以我们就减少，基督加增。
So not just this matter of life being enriched.
不仅仅是这个生命是那样的丰富。
But we talked about the fact that the Lord gives us gifts so that we can minister in the house of God.
而且我们讲到是我们主耶稣基督的 这个恩赐是让我们能够来管理。
These are, that's the parable of the talents.
这就是就是有那个就是有才干的比喻。
So that, we can use this to build one another up.
我们可以用这样来建立相互建立。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So, we read the book of Haggai.
我们读了哈该书。
And what is the context of that book?
这个哈该书的这个历史背景是什么？
Now we know that the people of Israel sinned against God.
我们知道以色列人对神犯了罪。
And we know that the northern kingdom, the northern 10 tribes, they were taken by the Assyrians.
我们知道这个北方的十国是被亚述给俘虏了。
And then later, the people of Israel, they were deported into Babylon.
后来以色列人这个南方的也被巴比伦掳去了。
Now, and the background of this book is that King Cyrus, who later defeated the Babylonians,
这个背景是Cyrus King 真是被
古列王
古列王真是被在得胜了还。
Yeah, he defeated the Babylonians. He was a Persian king.
古列王战胜了巴比伦。
And this Persian king said, "You people of Israel, you're welcome to go back and rebuild Jerusalem and rebuild the temple."
所以古列王对以色列人说，你们以色列人可以回去来建你们的殿。
So this is the story of the book of Ezra.
这个就是历史上就是我以斯拉所记载的。
So brothers and sisters, there were probably many millions of Jews that had gone into Babylon.
弟兄姐妹们，可能有很几百万的以色列人在巴比伦被掳。
And as a matter of fact, the Jews used to be the best farmers in the world.
事实上犹太人是最好的农夫。
But in Babylon, they learned to be the world's best businessmen.
就是在巴比伦他们学到了商业。
And that has carried out even until today.
他们整个这商业的头脑这应用到现在。
So I don't need to tell you that look at all the largest companies.
我不用告诉你所有最大的那些公司。
Whether it's Google or whether it's Amazon or whether it's, not Amazon, Google or Facebook.
或者是 Google, 或者是脸书这样的。
Or Oracle, many of these are descendants of, from the Jews.
或者是那个 Oracle 公司他们的掌权的那个这个公司总裁都是从以色列的后裔来的。
Or Goldman Sachs, or J.P. Morgan, et cetera, et cetera.
或者是那些就是金融方面的大的公司也都是从以色列的后裔。
But when Cyrus called out to the people of Israel, say, "Come back, or go back and rebuild the house of God."
当古列王跟以色列人说，你们回去去建你们殿。
Only about 40. Plus 1,000 people came back.
只有四万多一点的人真的回来了。
So out of the millions, only 40 plus 1,000 came back.
有几百万的以色列人在巴比伦，但是只有四万多真的回来了。
So because they were the ones that were concerned about the purpose of God.
他们这些人是真正的想到了神的计划和目的。
The rest, they decided that they wanted to love the world.
其余的人他们就决定我们更爱这个世界。
They didn't care much about the will of God.
他们不不不不
So these 40,000 plus some servants, about 50,000, which are called the remnant,
这些就像有五万人左右的，这就是这以色列的余民。
And these were the ones that cared about the will of God.
这些人是所关心的是神的旨意。
But as we quote into the book of Ezra, why is it that they needed to come back?
就像在以斯拉基所说的，他们为什么要回来呢？
There were many families that came back, but there is one verse in there that talks about the fact that there were the people of Bethlehem that came back.
这里面有提到有一家，就是在伯利恒的一家回来。Why
was that so important?
为什么这非常重要呢？
Because if they did not come back, Bethlehem would not be rebuilt.
如果他们不回来的话，可能伯利恒就不会重建。
If there was no Bethlehem, the Lord Jesus wouldn't be able to be born in Bethlehem.
如果以后再没有伯利恒的话，我们的耶稣基督也不能从那儿出来。
So brothers and sisters, they needed to come back because Messiah was about to come.
弟兄姐妹们，他们一定要回来，因为我们的弥赛亚是从那里来的。
Brothers and sisters, so Haggai is a wonderful picture of the times that we live in.
哈该书所描述的其实是跟我们所现在生活的情况非常的相似。Here
is a call to the people of Israel to come and care for the house of God.
这里有一个呼召要让以色列人回来来关心神的殿和神的旨意。And
we thank God that, as mentioned here, Zerubbabel and Joshua and these 50,000, they cared about building the house of God.
我们感谢神，所罗巴伯和耶稣亚，还有所有的那些回来的人都非常，他们关心神的旨意。And
originally they started to build the house of God.
他们就开始重建圣殿。But
then those surrounding people started to discourage them.
然后那些在他们周围的人就开始阻扰他们，开始祝福他们。And
started to scare them.
也开始恐吓他们。And
then the work stopped.
然后这个重建的工作就停止了。So
God sent Haggai to them to speak to them.
所以神把哈该差他哈该去来跟他们来讲话。So
here he says in verse 2, Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt.
这就像第二节所说的，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。And
then verse 4, is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate?
然后是第四节，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Brothers and sisters, they were discouraged and they stopped building the house of God.
弟兄姐妹们，他们被 阻挠被束缚而停止了圣殿的建造。And
they started to focus on building their own homes.
他们转而来建造他们自己的房屋。Now
these are people that actually knew the will of God.
这些人他们其实知道神的旨意。They
heard his call.
他们听到了他的呼召。But
now that fire within them had dwindled.
但是他们的那些热情，火的热情，在他们心里慢慢就失去了。So
that's why the Lord said, "Consider your ways." In verse 5.
所以，这为什么我们的主说，你们要省察自己的行为。You
have so much, but harvest little. There is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put into a purse with holes.
这是第六节所说，你们撒的总多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的，将工钱装在破漏的囊中。And
then verse 9, he says, why? Declares the Lord.
然后第九节他说到为什么是这样。
Because of my house which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house.
因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却过自己的房屋。
Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出产土产。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
have you asked the question, why has there been a pandemic for about 6 months?
你有没有问过这样的问题？为什么我们有这样瘟疫大流行的六个月之久？
Why is the Lord doing such a thing?
为什么我们的主神会做这样的事情？
Brothers and sisters, this story should give us a little bit of a picture of why.
弟兄姐妹们，这个故事能够给我们一个图画。
Brothers and sisters, in verse 10, the Lord says, because of you.
弟兄姐妹们，我们看到第十节，他说，所以为你们的缘故。
Brothers and sisters, these were just 50,000 people.
弟兄姐妹们，这仅仅是五万人之多。
There were millions and millions of people around the world.
在世界上有上千上百万的人。
But the Lord said, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce.
但神说，所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露。
Why? Why?
为什么？
Because you are the one that should have understood the purpose of God.
因为你是那位能够理解神旨意的人。
You already heard his calling.
你已经听到了他的呼召。
You already came out of the world from Babylon and dedicated to building the house of God.
你已经从巴比伦出来，完全来奉献，来重建这个圣殿。
But now you have lost your way.
但是你失去了你的行为。
And because of you, these things have happened.
因为你的缘故，这些事情发生了。
So then the Lord says in verse 8, go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
所以神在第八节说，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿。
Why did they have to go get more wood?
为什么他们还要上山去取木材？
Probably because they already used up all the wood and the materials to build their own houses.
可能他们用这些木材把已经都用去建造他们自己的房屋了。
So the Lord says, go to the mountains and collect the wood and rebuild the temple.
所以神说，上山取木材，然后来建造。
You know that this wood speaks about the work of the cross.
这个木材就是讲到了我们的十字架的工作。
There is a price to be paid to go to the mountains.
上山是需要有付代价的。
So this was the encouragement that came to Zerubbabel and Joshua and the remnant.
这是对神对所罗巴伯和耶稣亚和其他的渔民所说的勉励的话。
Because the Lord said, because of you, these things have happened.
因为神说，因为你的缘故，这些事情所发生了。
Now, brothers and sisters, this should remind us of a different portion of the scriptures in 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
这也提醒我们要看到另外一段经文，就是在历代志下第七章。
Verse 13 to verse 14.
第十三节到第十四节。
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 to verse 14.If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command a locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
第七章十三节十四节， 我若是天闭塞不下雨，或是蝗虫吃着地的出产，或是瘟疫流行在我民中，就称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Brothers and sisters, doesn't this remind you of the time we live in?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是提醒我们，我们所生活的这个环境呢？
That God has sent a pestilence among us.
神在使这儿有一些灾祸。
But here, the Lord says, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves.
然后他说，我的名下的子民若是自卑。
It doesn't say that if the unbelievers turn to me.
这没有说不信的人如果转向我。
Here it doesn't say that. It says, my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray.
这里没有说是没有信的人，而是说称为我名下的子民若是自卑。
Then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
然后我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Brothers and sisters, very similar to what the Lord did to the people, that the remnant that had come back.
这是非常非常相像的，就是那些渔民回来的渔民神所做的。
The Lord said it's on account of you.
神说是要因你们的所做所行。
So if you return to me,
如果你转向我
，then I will heal your land.
然后我就会医治的地。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
，if you You have to read this in context.
但是你要在读这个的时候要看到它的前后背景。
Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it talks about that Solomon had just finished building the house.
这个历代之下第七章这个讲的就是说所罗门刚建完圣殿的时候。
And the glory of God filled the temple.
然后神的荣耀充满了这殿。
In verse 11, it says, Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's palace and successfully completed all that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord and in his palace.
是历代志第二
七章
第七章第十第七章第十一节。
Just the two
所罗门造成了耶和华殿和皇宫，耶和华殿和王宫，凡他心中所要做的，都顺顺利利的做成了。
Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
夜间耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，我已听了你的祷告，也选择这地方作为祭司我的殿宇。
Then it continues to the previous verse we read, if I shut up the heaven, so on and so forth.
然后就是读到我们的第十三节、十四节，就是说，如果我使天闭塞不下雨等等。
So brothers and sisters, hopefully this gives us a sensing of the fact that God has one work that he cares about.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们看到这个，在这一段的前后背景，能看到神只关心一个事情。
And that is that his house may be built.
就是他的殿会被建成。
So what happens to his plan determines what he does with the whole world.
对他计划的所发生的，决定了他在对我们这个世界所做的事情。
We can say, of course, during this pandemic is a wonderful opportunity for the gospel.
我们可以说这个瘟疫流行现在可能是对我们福音传福音很好的时机。
As people lose their lives or lose loved ones or lose their jobs, it's a wonderful time for us to preach the gospel.
当人们失去亲人或者失去工作或者是不能在一起的时候，这是很好的传福音的机会。
People are afraid of death.
因为人们很害怕死亡。
Certainly, there is the opportunity for the gospel to be preached.
当然这确确实实这是很好的传福音的机会。
But how does God look at this thing?
但是这神是怎么样来看待这个事?
Because the Lord told the remnant, it's because of you these things have happened.
但是神跟那些渔民说是因为你们的缘故这些事情发生。
Because you have left my purpose.
因为你离弃了我的旨意。
You understood my purpose.
你理解我的旨意。
And yet, now you're looking after your own homes.
但是你却在关心照顾自己的房屋。
Because God had warned them already after Solomon finished the house.
因为神已经给他们警告，在他所罗门建好圣殿的时候已经给他们警告了。
That if I send pestilence to them,
我会要有瘟疫来处理你们。
They have to return to me, humble themselves, and pray.
你们要一定要谦卑，然后再回来。
Then I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
然后我会就是让你们的就是使你们然后再见使你们回来。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
you must agree that this land is hurting.
我们知道这个地上的人都在受苦。
Or this land meaning the United States is hurting.
我们看就是这个美国这个地方正在这受苦。
You know that it has experienced the greatest, the highest unemployment since the Great Depression.
在大萧条以后的经历，我们真正在经历的最大的失业率。
And there is instability in many cities.
在很多的城市里面都是非常的不稳定。
But then what does the Lord say?
但是神是怎么说的呢?
Because of you.
因为是你们的缘故。
So what you ought to do is humble yourself, pray, and seek my face.
你所应该做的就是要自卑祷告，然后寻求我的面。
So brothers and sisters, when Haggai spoke to Zerubbabel and Joshua and the remnant,
当哈该跟所罗巴伯和耶稣亚和其他的渔民所说的时候。
And then after he spoke to them, the Bible says that they came and worked on the house of the Lord.
当哈该跟他们说完了以后，他们才回来，来重新建造神的殿。
But brothers and sisters, Haggai also said to them,
但是弟兄姐妹们，哈该也跟他们说这样的话。
So, many of them had actually seen the glory of the previous temple.
很多人都见到了以前圣殿的荣耀。
And of course, that came from all the riches that David and Solomon had amassed.
这当然是从大卫和所罗门王所准备的所有的那丰富的材料。
And then in chapter 2 and verse 3, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory?And how do you see it now? Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison?
就在第二章的第三节，你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？
And then, in verse 6, For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while,I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land.
然后是第六节，万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与海。
And I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。
The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
So brothers and sisters, part of it was these remnant, they felt so inadequate.
弟兄姐妹们，一部分的原因是因为这些渔民，他们觉得我们是没有这个能力。
So this is nothing compared with the Temple of Solomon.
这是对跟所罗门所建的殿真是不值得一提的。
But then what does the Lord tell them?
但是神是怎么告诉他们的呢？
He said, don't worry about it.
神说你们不用担心。
Because the silver is mine and the gold is mine.
因为银子是我的，金子也是我的。
Now, he said, the latter glory be greater than the former glory.
然后他说，这后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
Now, because this was a prophetic word.
这是很非常好像讽刺的话。
Prophetic word, 预言的话。
哦，预言的话，对不起。
So, because, even though when they rebuilt the temple, it was as if it was nothing.
尽管他们重建了殿，但好像还是没有任何的东西。
But years later, through Ezra and others, the king of Persia gave them gold and silver to beautify the temple.
但是以斯拉里面所说的，后来古利王给了他们很多很多的金子银子来再重修缮这个圣殿。
So this on the one hand is a prophetic word about that.
一方面这是一个预言，有关这方面的预言。
But much more important is that this was also a prophecy of the New Testament.
但是更重要的，这是也是对新约的一个预言。
Because the Lord Jesus would come.
因为我们的主耶稣会来。
Now the Old Testament were just pictures.
因为旧约仅仅是一些图画而已。
But the reality of what God is doing is found in the New Testament.
真正神所做的真实的事情，那是都是在新约里面所能找到的。
And the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former. On the one hand, it speaks about our Lord.
这后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，这另一方面是指的我们的主。
Because if you read when the temple that Solomon built, it was filled with Shekinah glory, or the glory of God.
你如果看一下的话，那在所罗门所建的殿，那是有荣耀，因为是就是神居住在里面同在的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, the temple is glorious because of the presence of God.
那圣殿是荣耀的，是因为神住在里面。
So heaven is heaven because God is there.
天堂是天堂，因为神在那里。
Hell is hell because God is not there.
地狱是地狱，因为神不在那里。
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus came,
弟兄姐妹们，当耶稣基督来的时候，
the Bible says that the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
神就道就成了肉身，就变成了我们的殿。
Now from the beginning, God desired to dwell amongst his people.
从一开始，神就愿意住在我们的人的中间。
Why build the house of God?
为什么要建一个神的殿呢？
Because God loved to dwell among his people.
因为神希望住在人中间。
God chose the people of Israel so they could express who God was.
神拣选了以色列人，所以他们能够来彰显神。
So, but in the New Testament, God chose us so that we may express who God is.
但是在新约里面，神拣选了我们这些人来彰显神。
Now when the Lord was here on this earth,
当神在当基督耶稣在地上的时候，
the Lord said, if you see me, you have seen the Father.
你如果看见我，就看见我的父。
But in the New Testament,
但是在新约里面，
why did the Lord save us and deliver us?
为什么要神拯救我们，来把我们从那里面救出来呢？
Because when the Lord Jesus was on this earth, everywhere that you saw him, you saw the expression of glory.
因为神耶稣基督在地上的时候，你任何地方看到他，就看到神的荣耀。
But now the Lord is ascended to the throne.
现在神已经升到了宝座。
But when he rose from that, he gave us his life.
重生了以后，他给了他的生命给我们。
He gave us his life so that and left us on this earth.
他给了他的生命，然后让我们在地上。
So that on this earth we can continue to express glory.
在这个地上，我们可以继续来彰显这个荣耀。
So the head is on the throne.
所以我们的头是在宝座上。
But his body, his spiritual body, the church is on this earth.
他的属灵的身体却是在地上。
So that we may express who he is.
我们能够彰显。
Brothers and sisters, this is a glorious call.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个荣耀的呼召。
And we already said that ultimately, we will see in the book of Revelation that his work will be finished.
最终我们看到在启示录的里面，那个他最终的工作都会结束。
And New Jerusalem can fully express the glory of God.
新耶路撒冷完全能够彰显神的荣耀。
And then the spiritual house is completed.
整个的属灵的这个殿就会正式
But today, brothers and sisters,
但是今天弟兄姐妹们
The Lord is calling us.
神呼召我们。
Do you think that it's time for the house of the Lord to be built?
你觉得我们是不是应该把神的殿
Or are we worried about our own paneled homes?
还是我们更关心我们自己那样自己的房子呢?
Is our focus on our own careers?
是我们在关心我们自己的职业的生命呢?
Or are we concerned about what college our kids are going to go to?
或者是我们关心我们孩子要上哪所大学呢?
Whether they're playing the violin or playing the piano.
或者是他们要拉小提琴还是弹钢琴等等。
We're training them up so they can be doctors and lawyers.
我们能够来训练他们成为医生或者律师呢?
Are we focused on our own paneled houses?
是我们在关心我们这一点点的那个房屋呢?
But here the Lord says, my house lies desolate.
这里神说我的整个的殿真是荒凉了。
My plan is frustrated.
我的计划受阻了。
That's why as much as you are working very hard.
尽管你很那么的努力的工作。
There's so much economic devastation around us.
在有那样多的经济上的那个萧条和破坏。
And certainly the Lord is doing a work of shaking.
很显然神正在震动这个世界。
He is shaking all the nations.
震动万国。
He is shaking the heavens and the earth.
他震动天震动地。
So that which can be shaken will be shaken away.
任何被震掉震动掉的都是在被震动。
And that which cannot be will remain.
凡被没有 不能震动的还是永久保留。
So brothers and sisters, the encouragement then comes in verse 4.
所以我们的鼓励是从第四节里面所说的。
It says, but now take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest,And all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts.
所以的勉励是在哈盖书的二章四节说，耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强，约撒大儿子大祭司约书亚啊，你也当刚强，这里的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Now, this word, take courage, can also be translated, be strong.
这个 刚强也可以说是被翻译成强壮。
Yes, in the Hebrew, it's the word chazak.
希伯来文是这个原文是叫 chazak。
Now, this word, on the one hand, it means be strong.
一方面它的意思是表明是刚强。
But it also means to seize.
另一方面就是去抓住。
Or to lay hold.
或者是得着。
Now, remember when Lot was reluctantly coming out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
当罗德从索多玛和摩拉逃出来的时候。
The Bible says he hesitated.
他圣经说他犹豫了。
But then the angels seized his hands and of his two daughters and left.
然后是那个天使就抓住他和他的两个女儿就出去了。
It's the same word as this word, be strong.
这个在罗德那个抓住的时候，这个也是同样一个词。
Now when God asked Moses to seize the staff, take hold of the staff after it had become a snake, is also the same word.
然后在耶和华对摩西的那个时候，就是他杖变成蛇了以后，他伸出手来抓住，这个抓住也是这个样，同一个词。
So brothers and sisters, God was telling Zerubbabel and Jehoshadak to be strong.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神对所罗巴伯和说要刚强。
But not just to be strong, but lay hold of that which I lay hold of you.
不仅是要刚强壮胆，而且你要抓住神所抓住的东西。
This is the opportunity God has given you to be part of his plan.
这就是神给你的机会，让你成为他的计划。
So that's why in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, I lay hold, I press on, and I lay hold of that for which I was lay hold of.
所以腓立比书三章所说的你要得着我主耶稣所的所以为得着的。
Now, as Joshua was leading the people of Israel into the land of Canaan, God said three times to Joshua, be strong and courageous.
耶稣亚带以色列人进入迦南地的之前，神对耶稣亚说了三次，你要刚强壮胆。
Brothers and sisters, let's lay hold of that which the Lord lay hold of us for.
所以我们要抓住神所抓住的。
Now, if we lay hold of God's purpose,
如果我们得到神的旨意,
as we care and are concerned about God's plan,
如果我们关心, 我们很想念神的计划的话,
as we seek His will, His kingdom first,
如果我们寻求他的旨意,
brothers and sisters, all these other things will be added to you.
所有其他的事情都会加给你。
But brothers and sisters, God here was encouraging them and said, seize this opportunity.
但是神给我们的鼓励是说抓住这个机会。
Be strong.
你要刚强。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Now, if my people will turn to me,
如果我的名转向给你,
they humble themselves.
他们谦卑。
And pray,
祷告,
then I will heal their land.
我一定让他们从这个破坏的地里面修复。
Brothers and sisters, I'm certain that if we truly turn to Him and allow Him to allow His purpose to be fulfilled, the Lord can change everything very easily.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们真正的来谦卑转向他。我们的神一定会很容易把这个情形改变。
So, brothers and sisters, there was a well-known king. His name was Hezekiah.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们都很知道有一个非常有名的王，就是西西家。
Now, he was a good king.
他是一个好王。
Now, other than King David, he probably knew God's plan the best.
除了大卫以外，他可能知道神的旨意最知道的那一位。
And we know he brought the people's hearts back to God's original intent.
我们知道他把人们带回到神原来的计划。
And many believe that he wrote many of the psalms that talk about the house of God.
很多人都相信他写了很多的诗篇有关神的圣殿。
So from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, you have what are called the 15th Song of Ascent.
诗篇的第二十篇到三十四篇。
120到134篇。
120篇到134篇就是上行之诗。
Yes, and these are 15 psalms that people sing as they go up to Jerusalem to the house of God.
这15篇诗篇是实际上圣徒们去上到耶路撒冷的那个行程当中所唱的诗。
If I'm not mistaken, 10 of them do not have an author.
我如果不没有说想错的话，应该十首是没有真正的作者的。
The others were written by David and Solomon.
其他的可能是大卫或者所罗门所写的。
But many believe that Hezekiah was likely the author of those 10 psalms.
很多人相信西西家可能是那些没有名字作者的那些诗的作者。
But you know the name Hezekiah.
但是你知道这个名字西西家
It is, in the original, is Chezekiah.
他的名字是原文是叫 Chezekiah, 两个拼起来的。
Chezek is the word we talked about where Haggai said, be strong, is that word, Chezek.
在以色列原文的这个 Chezek 就是刚强的那个词。
Or to seize.
或者是去抓住或者是得着的意思。
And then Yah is Yahweh.
Yah 就是耶和华。
So here it means that Yahweh is my strength. God is my strength.
所以你如果两个加起来就是耶和华是我的力量。
So brothers and sisters, this should remind us of a New Testament verse in Ephesians chapter 6.
在以弗所书六章里面
Verse 10
第十节里面
Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might
然后说你们要靠着主依靠他的大能大力做刚强的人
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姐妹们
We ought to be strong in the strength of his might
你应该刚强是靠着我们主的力量。
Brothers and sisters, we just need to have a simple, willing heart.
我们尽管有我们有犯罪的心，也有愿意的那个灵。
Maybe outwardly speaking, we will say, well, our gathering is just a few people.
可能在外面来看，我们的聚集就这一些人而已。
And maybe we feel it's not that glorious.
我们可能感觉到这并没有那么多的那么荣耀，是说。
And we feel discouraged because there is outward pressures for us to stop the work.
你就可能很沮丧，因为那有很多的压力在外面，就让我们不去做这些事情。
But here the encouragement of Haggai to the remnant is be strong.
但是这里哈该书所说的哈该对大家说就是你们要刚强。
Let's lay hold of that for which we were laid hold of.
我们要得着主所抓住得着我们的。
So let's seize the opportunity.
让我们来抓住这个机会。
And like Hezekiah, we can say the Lord is my strength.
就像西西家说的神是我的力量。
So God says, consider your ways.
所以神说你们要省察你们自己的行为。
Maybe we have heard about God's eternal purpose.
我们可能已经听到了神永久的计划。
Maybe at one point we were even zealous for the house of God.
或者我们有一段时间可能我们非常热忱的为了神的计划。
But maybe we are discouraged.
或者我们是灰心了。
But and now we are focusing on our own paneled houses.
然后我们现在专注于我们自己的房屋。
But the encouragement is, may we lay hold of that for which we were laid hold of.
这样勉励的话是我们要抓住神所抓住我们的。
Because God says, the gold is mine and the silver is mine.
因为神说金子是我的银子也是我的。
And I will do the work.
我要做我所做的工。
We just have to cooperate with him.
我们只要跟他合作而已。
So brothers and sisters, may the Lord continue speak to our hearts this morning.
所以弟兄姐妹们，愿神给我们的心说话。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
让我们低头一起来祷告。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
我们把主，我们把这些话做最恭恭敬敬的放到你的手中。
Lord, may you really be able to encourage us.
愿你真正的能够来鼓励我们。
Lord, may we be willing to lay hold of that for which you lay hold of us for.
我们真正的愿意得着你所得着我们的。
Lord, that we may not be distracted by our own things.
我们不会被我们所自己的那些事情所搅扰。
Lord, may we not say, it is not time to build the house.
愿我们不要说现在还不是建殿的时候。
But Lord, we see you are shaking the heavens and the earth.
主，我们在看到你正在震动天，震动地。
And Lord, you say, it's on your account that these things are happening.
主，你说因为你们的缘故，这些事情发生了。
Because my house lies desolate.
因为我的殿是在荒凉之中。
Lord, may you impress upon our hearts, what is it that concerns you?
愿你影响我们的心，真正能够来体谅，那是你所体谅的。
Lord, that we may not just hear these as words.
愿我们不仅仅地听到这些是话语。
But Lord, may we rise up and answer your call.
愿我们都起来，来想回应你的呼召。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。Amen. Amen.